This Rabiul Awal, we take you back to one of the darkest days in history. The day Allah's beloved messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left this world. The passing of the Prophet from life to afterlife, only on Radio Islam International.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahil alim al khabir al mutqin nizam al alami bila mu'in wa nasir. فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, brothers, elders and the esteemed listeners out there, inshallah we endeavor to bring to you now a series titled regarding the maradul wafat, the fatal and terminal illness of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There can be no two opinions on the fact that the greatest day in the annals of human history is the day of the birth and the qudum and the arrival and the wiladat of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the same vein and in the same breath, there simply cannot be a greater catastrophe that had struck the inhabitants of this earth and in its entirety then the tragic and the sad demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima radiyallahu anha said, Ya abata ajaba rabban da'a, Ya abata ila jibreel nan'a, Ya abata jannatul firdaus ma'wa, Ya abata ajaba rabban da'a, Oh my dad, you have responded to the call of your Lord. Ya abata ila jibreel nan'a, na'a yan'a is to give the information of death. One of the meanings, there are other meanings to it as well. Ya abata jannatul firdaus ma'wa. Oh my dad, surely jannatul firdaus al-rafiq al-a'la, the exalted station, that is your abode. And Safiya radiyallahu anha said, wa kana bina barran rahiman nabiyuna liyabki alayka al-yawma man kana bakiya la'amri ma abki an-nabiyya limawtihi walakin liharajin kana ba'daka atiya. أفاطم صلى الله رب محمد على جدث أمسى بيثرب الثاوية كأن على قلبي لفقد محمد ومن حبه ذاك المكاوية أرى حسنا أيتمته وتركته يبكي ويدعو جده اليوم نائيا فدا لرسول الله عمي ونفسي وخالتي صبرت وبلغت الرسالة صادقة ومت صليب الدين أبلج صافيا فلو أن رب العرش أبقاك بيننا سعدنا ولكن أمره كان ماضيا عليك من الله السلام تحية وأدخلت جنات من العدن راضية. A very profound couplets by Safiya radiyallahu anha. The gist and the summarized version of this is that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of kindness, softness and gentleness. And لَعَمْرِ مَا أَبْكِ النَّبِيَّ لِمَوْتِهِ, I am not only crying over the sad demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I'm equally crying over the trials that will grip and rock the planet post the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how often we see that there's an elderly man in the family and he keeps the families united and there's muhabba and barakah, and one man leaves and then we find that the families got divided and things changed drastically post the demise of the senior member of that family. And if that could be said about an average common elder and senior, then no words can aptly describe the chaos and the mayhem that had gripped and rocked the planet and continues post the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَفَاطِمَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ رَبُّ مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَى جَدَثٍ أَمْسَى بِيَثْرِبَ ثَوِيَةً. O Fatima, may the choices, blessings of Allah descend on that blessed body which has taken up residency in the blessed city of Medina. أَرَى حَسَنًا أَيْتَمْتَهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise has left Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma as orphans. They were the Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was obviously the maternal granddad, but they were very much like children. He was so fond and attached to them. And I don't really have the courage to look in Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. And then she says, may my parents and may my family be sacrificed for you. Surely, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you discharge the obligation of the deen upon you. فَلَوْ أَنَّ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ أَبْقَاكَ بَيْنَنَا سَعِدْنَا فَلَوْ أَنَّ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ أَبْقَاكَ بَيْنَنَا سَعِدْنَا. If Allah were to prolong your life amongst us, it would have only added to our honor and good fortune. وَلَكِنْ أَمْرُهُ كَانَ مَاضِيًا. But then who can alter the destiny and the decree of the Almighty? This was inevitable and it had to prevail, and it came at the time that Allah had ordained and decreed it. عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ السَّلَامُ تَحِيَّةً. May the blessings of Allah descend upon you perpetually. Allah refers to the galaxy of the Anbiya. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. وَقُلْ and say, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. وَسَلَامٌ and peace and blessing. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ نُوحٍ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَهَارُونَ. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِلْيَاسِينَ. This is how Allah refers to the galaxy of Anbiya. And she says that may the peace and the blessings of Allah descend upon you. وَأُدْخِلْتَ جَنَّاتٍ مِّنَ الْعَدْنِ رَاضِيَةً. And may you be entered into the gardens of eternal bliss. So inshallah, we endeavor to share with you in these episodes and series that we will be embarking on, highlighting the latter part of the blessed life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commencing from his maradul wafat, going down to the crucial moment of his passing away from this temporary, transitory and mundane world. So maradu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa wafatuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the illness of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatal, and the subsequent events that occurred as it moved on. Now, we need to remind ourselves, no human in the annals of history, no human's life has been captured in such detail like the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration of Ibn Majah, the Sahaba have also discussed and highlighted how many strands of white hair were on the blessed beard and head of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the day he passed away. So can you imagine, at the time of the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at 63, how many strands of white hair were there on the blessed beard of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise on his head? And there are different narrations varying from 19, 20 and 21, and the scholars of hadith reconcile between these varying opinions. The point I endeavor to impress via this narration is the detailed account of the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the author writes, إِنَّ الْأَرْوَاحَ الصَّافِيَةَ الْقَوِيَّةَ لَتُدْرِكُ بَعْضَ مَا يَكُونُ مَخْبُوءًا وَرَاءَ حُجُبِ الْغَيْبِ بِقُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That the clean hearts, the blessed hearts, the sacred hearts are often privileged to get a glimpse of what is going to happen, and that they are nearing death towards the latter part of their life. So often people ask the question that does a person have a feeling, an intuition, an inclination, an idea? Well, yes, it does happen, not for all, but for some people, they do tend to feel a sense that things are now coming towards, an end in this world, and the journey into the latter is very close. والعقول الزكية المستنيرة بنور الإيمان لتدرك ما وراء الألفاظ والأحداث من إشارات وتلميحات ولنبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم من هذه الصفات الحظ الوافر وهو منها بالمحل الأرفع الذي لا يسامى ولا يطاول. And undoubtedly, when it came to this aspect of understanding the eventuality of death, and that a person has to move on, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the most prominent of indications from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ جَاءَتْ بَعْضُ الْآيَاتِ الْقُرْآنِيَّةِ مُؤَكِّدَةً عَلَىٰ حَقِيقَةِ بَشَرِيَّةِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many verses of the Quran that indicate the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human and he is a mortal, and that he will also have to move on like every other human and mortal. وَمُحَمَّدٌ بَشَرٌ لَيْسَ كَالْبَشَرِ. الياقوت حجر ليس كالحجر. نعمان بن ثابت أبو حنيفة رحمه الله said that surely Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human, but he's not the average human. He's not the common human. He's not the regular human, but he is a human. He is a mortal. Just like the ruby and the precious pearls are also a type of stone, but it's a gem, it's a precious stone, it's exclusive. But yes, it's a stone, but it's a precious stone. وَمُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَشَرٌ قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. There are numerous verses. So there are verses of the Quran that indicate to the fact that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is a mortal. وَأَنَّهُ كَغَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ سَوْفَ يَذُوقُ الْمَوْتِ. And soon, at some point, he will also contend with death itself, the pangs of death, and leaving this mundane world and moving on to the next. So in Arabic, we use the phrase intiqal, which literally means transfer. And that gives off a great message that we've commenced our journey. Humans, we have beginning points, but we have no ending. We only transfer into different phases and stages, but we don't have an ending. So yes, we have a beginning. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. There was a time that had passed over man. He was nothing worthy of mention. There is a beginning point to each one of us. But then we just move on and on in different phases and stages, and we evolve. And intiqal, which is literally a transfer that takes place. وَلَقَدْ فَهِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ بَعْضِ الْآيَاتِ اِقْتِرَابَ أَجَلِهِ وَقَدْ أَشَارَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي وقد أشار صلى الله عليه وسلم في طائفة من الأحاديث الصحيحة إلى اقتراب وفاته. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had clearly understood the hint released in certain verses, and he had also categorically, explicitly mentioned and articulated that, listen, my time is drawing very, very close. Can you imagine every time he divulged this to the Sahaba? It's not long, it's about time, soon. Can you imagine the pain, the anxiety, the uneasiness that gripped the Sahaba? No person plans or entertains the death of his beloved. As much as we all know it has to happen and it will happen, but we just shut down and we don't want to bring in that into our mind. And I often say, without fear of contradiction, the love the noble companions possess for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more than our combined love for all of our beloveds. So in other words, the love I possess for my mom, my dad, my teachers, my spouse, my children, my siblings, and so on and so forth, a combined version, if you can quantify that form of love and affection that I have for all of my beloveds, the love a particular and a single companion radiyallahu anhu had exclusively for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpasses our combined love. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. So the concluding verses of Surah Mujadala in the 28 juz of the Quran, in the first quarter of the 28 juz, Allah highlights and speaks about the profound love. I'm not going to go into those details. مِنْهَا مَا هُوَ صَرِيحُ الدَّلَالَ عَلَى الْوَفَاةِ وَمِنْهَا مَا لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. So some of the ahadith were explicit and some were implicit. As we move on, then we will endeavor to elaborate on those narrations. حيث لم يشعر بذلك منها إلا الآحاد من كبار الصحابة الأجلاء كأبي بكر وعباس ومعاذ رضي الله عنهم. So the clear cut, the explicit, was understood by everyone because it was quite clear, it was categoric, it was emphatic, it was explicit. And then there were those that were implicit. There was a subtle hint, there was a gentle message. And that was only understood by the prominent, the great, amongst the noble companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, radiyallahu anhu, the likes of Sayyidina Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, the likes of Sayyidina Mu'adh and others. They understood the hints that were released. So let's first analyze some of the verses of the Quran. So, like I said, every aspect in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us guidance, gives us inspiration, gives us navigation. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tragic death is no less in terms of giving us direction, how to manage ourselves in every aspect of our life. Now, One of the many wisdoms that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human and a mortal, and that applies to the galaxy of Anbiya in its entirety, that it allows for the human race to relate to in all aspects of life. So if the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an angel, like the disbelievers of Makkah had raised the question that if he was an angel, that would have been better, that would have been unique, that would have been amazing, that would have been peculiar, that would have added to the impression of him being miraculous, etc. But Allah refuted this, and Allah said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكَ الرَّسُولَ. That if those who inhabited the earth were angels, we would have sent and deployed an angel on the earth. But those that are inhabiting the earth are humans and mortals, and hence we sent a prophet and a human and a mortal. So it allows us to find direction, guidance, inspiration in every aspect, including the aspects pertaining to the death and the days in the build-up to the demise of any particular person. So the first verse that we look at in this regard that speaks about the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not but a messenger. We need to understand that here Allah is negating the fact that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a deity. This is the message being conveyed in this ayah, that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is but a messenger. He's the greatest of messengers, but that is the cutoff point, and we do not elevate his status beyond. So he remains a human, and hence we worship Allah, we follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We worship Allah, we do not worship the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is exactly what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had said. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ, he was preceded by many anbiya that came prior to him. أَفَ إِمَّاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ, so if he passes on, or he is slain and assassinated, in qalabtum ala aqabikum, will you turn on your heels? In qalaba yanqalibu inqilab, to turn, to change. Aqab, the plural of the word aqib, and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waylun lil aqabi min an-nar, woe be to the heels of hell, meaning people who are not particular of the ablution to make sure that they wash their heels of the foot in wudu. And remember, the feet to be washed is mandatory, so that leaves a deficiency in the farad that negatively impacts the ablution, and that has ripple effects on the prayer. So anyway, afa immata aw qutil, if he sallallahu alayhi wasallam passes on, or qutil, or he is slain or assassinated, in qalabtum ala aqabikum, will you turn on your backs? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا, if anybody turns on his back, then he will not harm Allah in the least. So this is a repeated message of the Quran, and we need to realize this year that by me engaging in an act of worship, I'm only benefiting myself. I cannot harm Allah in any way. فَلَنْ, لَنْ comes for emphasis, يَضُرْ, to harm Allah, شَيْئًا نَكِرًا, you cannot harm Allah. If you turn apostate, you abandon the message, you turn around and you say, well, you know what, the Prophet has moved on, so I can also change my way, you've only harmed yourself, and you cannot harm Allah in any way. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ, جَزَى يَجْزِي, Allah will compensate those that are grateful. Now, we know in the backdrop of this ayah, respected listeners, that this verse was revealed in the context of the campaign of Uhud in the Fajjuz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in Surah Ali Imran in great detail. When a rumor was circulated about the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and can you imagine the panic it created in the ranks of Sahaba, that they are present in the campaign, there is infiltration of the enemy, given the fact that the post which was occupied and manned by 50 Sahaba under the auspices of Abdullah ibn Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and there was a misunderstanding, and they moved, and Khalid ibn Walid, who was not radiyallahu anhu at that time, and that's precisely the words captured in Tafsir Uthmani by Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah. It says Khalid ibn Walid, the great general who was not radiyallahu anhu at that time, was such an amazing expression, so I'm just mimicking those precise words. He sees the niche and he infiltrates, and obviously the entire landscape of the battle turns differently. And then Mus'ab ibn Umair, who resembled the features of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa وسلم was slain, and then the rumor was circulated about the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this created much panic amongst the noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And we know the great detail. I don't want to go onto it because I want to progress and focus on the maradul wafat. And then the verses were revealed. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. After it, subsequently they realized that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive and he was breathing. And of course he was being nursed and attended by the sahaba. And can you imagine the joy that it brought? My word. Can you imagine? If somebody tells you, come to the clinic, you know what, it's critical, I don't know. You entertain the worst. As you get in, you see an atmosphere of somber and sadness, and people are dropping their head, and the surgeon walking out, and probably a cloth being covered, and then you realize there's movement, there's activity, and you know what, back onto the ventilator, and he or she recovers. And there are incidents. I know of a good friend of mine whose mom had taken ill, and we went to visit her, and you know, I phoned him back abroad in Canada, and I said, you know what, book your flight and come as early as possible. And alhamdulillah, she recovered, and it's a good 5 years, and she's still, you know what, stable and active and healthy and moving on. So the joy a person would anticipate is just something you cannot capture in words. Can you imagine the rumor being circulated? And this is creating quite a bit of anxiety, uneasiness. And thereafter, you lay your eyes on the blessed being of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What an invigoration of life, what a sense of ecstasy, happiness and jubilation that would have gripped the sahaba on realizing that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive. So the scholars of tafsir tell us that sometimes things happen in life and it prepares you for the inevitable. So at this stage, it was not actual, it was not real. There was a scare, there was a fear, there was a panic, there was a rumor. But hang on, this was now creating the scenario of the absolute day when it's going to happen. And sometimes a person says, I need to draw my will, and it doesn't happen. And then suddenly, you know, he takes ill, and then he's in the clinic, and he says, listen, I think I need to sit down and draw my will. And yes, he draws the will, and alhamdulillah, he recovers, and we're all good, and we're happy, and we relax. And then when the time actually happens, we realize that the previous incident somewhat mentally prepared us. No human can be totally prepared for the demise of his or her beloved, leave alone any human. You cannot even imagine when it comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال القرطبي, Imam Qurtubi writes, فَأَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ أَنَّ الرُّسُلَ لَيْسَتْ بِبَاقِيَةٍ فِي قَوْمِهَا أَبَدًا وَأَنَّهُ يَجِبُ التَّمَسُّكْ بِمَا أَتَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَإِنْ فُقِدَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَوْتٍ أَوْ قَتْلٍ. So Allah has informed us via this revelation that the messengers are not to remain eternally, perpetually on Mother Earth. They will move on, and in the event of the death or the demise or the tragic assassination of a prophet, because we know Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was amongst those anbiya that were assassinated, and not only Yahya, فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَا اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Why do you choose to slay the prophets previously? In fact, some narrations have mentioned that at times in Bani Israel, on one day, multiple anbiya were assassinated. So the message given there is that in the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any prophet, continue the message, continue holding on. You cannot lose your drive and your commitment to the cause. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed on, some sahaba were sitting and they wouldn't eat. So Abbas radiallahu anhu passed by and he said, what's the matter? And he said, well, you know, it's so sad, it's so depressing that a man like Umar radiallahu anhu had passed on, and we don't have a drive of life, and how do we move on? And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, yes, we can understand, but after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life continued, hence life will not halt at the demise of any person. The second verse of the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Just some linguistic understanding here, and this is mentioned in Madarik al-Tanzeel under this ayah, that وَمَا الْمَيِّتُ إِلَّا ذَا رُوحٍ. In Arabic, a person who is alive is referred to as mayyit. While maytun refers to a person who has moved on. Maytun, bit takhfif and bit tashdeed. Those are the two different, expressions of the words. So, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. You would use the phrase mayyit on a person who's living and will pass away. And grammatically, linguistically, from the Arabic perspective, a person who has moved on, who has passed away, is mayitun, and mayit refers to someone, man sayamut, who will pass on. So one of the false hopes and baseless arguments of the infidels of Mecca was, well, you know what, this man will run his course and then it's over. He's going to pass away and then we're done with him. So it's fine, let him preach what he needs to preach. He'll pass away and then the chapter is closed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted this argument of this, and Allah countered this argument in many verses of the Quran. أَفَإِمْ مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. So, O Muhammad Sassim, if you're going to pass on, are they going to live beyond? نَتَرَبَّسُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ. We awaiting his death. Allah responded in this verse, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will pass on and so will they also pass on. So that's the second verse of the Quran. And surely these were explicit verses in explicit mention about the fact that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will pass away inevitably. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah writes, هذه الآية من الآيات التي استشهد بها الصديق رضي الله عنه عند موت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تحقق الناس موت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That amongst the many proof that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had presented to the congregation of Sahaba and the people of Medina and the Muslims at that time was these verses. And people had to then accept that what Abu Bakr was saying was the absolute truth. So Abu Bakr was the most attached, yet he was the most composed. He was the most composed. And each person reacts differently. And I think here we also learn something different, is that on the demise of a beloved, some cry with tears, some cry within, some would yell, some would probably spit blood out, some would move into isolation, someone would become louder in the approach. So one cannot frown on the other. Each one's approach and expression is different. While we salute and respect the outburst of all the Sahaba in their emotion, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in particular, we have to give tribute to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that it was his balance, his composure, his calmness, his maturity that rescued the Ummah at this volatile time. It was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and Aisha radiallahu anha said, كَأَنَّهُمْ مِعْزَى. You know, it's a narration, it appears in Hayatu Sahaba, كَأَنَّهُمْ مِعْزَى مُطِيرَى, that the noble companions appeared to be like wet sheep, appeared to be like wet sheep in a forest infested with predators. Look at the description, and I don't want to go into too much detail. She said that the noble companions, radiallahu anhum, appeared to be like wet sheep in a forest infested with predators. So they were so confused and perplexed given the tragic demise. And yet again, it was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu whose maturity and calmness rescued the Ummah. So if I could deduce a message from here as we move on discussing the fatal illness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in an occasion where somebody is about to pass away, probably a person needs to be taken off the ventilator, there's emotion, there's crying, there's tearing, there's confusion, people are still grappling, is this real or true? We always need at that time an Abu Bakr to come to the aid of that family, who needs to come and take a decisive stance and help and assist and engage in the need of the hour. So Ibn Kathir says that this was also one of the verses that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu presented to the Sahaba to establish the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed on. I'll leave you with this last poem and we'll conclude our first segment of today, where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, وَإِنَّ افْتِقَادِي وَاحِدًا بَعْدَ وَاحِدٍ. One narration. And the other narration, وَإِنَّ افْتِقَادِي فاطمة بعد أحمد دليل على ألا يدوم خليله. the fact that I lost the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and 6 months thereafter I lost Fatima radiallahu anha, is a loud testimony to the fact that no human is here to live forever. If death came upon the most blessed soul, then surely none of us would be spared. We ask Allah to make us amongst those people who can study and understand the impeccable legacy of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we could draw lessons from his birth, his life, and his death. Wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.